Bringing it back to conclusion of Hour 3, Rosie on the House. We hope we in some way have accomplished our mission of putting a smile on your face, a skip in your step, a twinkle in your eye, and melted away your anxieties revolving around home ownership. Let's get back to the calls and see who we can help down in Tucson. I think we're going to bring Mr. Jim into the conversation. Thank you for calling us on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Jim, what's your question?
Yes, Rosie, a regular listener. I was listening, I was driving home a while ago, and you were talking about air conditioning and setting it, but you didn't mention one thing, and that's a two-stage compressor, which I have on my train. Now, a large share of your audience is like myself, almost 90. I'm on blood thinners, and so with blood thinners, you're very sensitive to cold. So, and I sometimes have three layers on. But a two-stage air compressor really hits idle and just sits there and purrs all day long.
You are exactly right, Jim, and you've got the top of the line equipment right there, the train two stage equipment. Actually, what it does, I'll explain this for the sake of the rest of the listening audience, is in the shoulder seasons, the Aprils, the Mays, the Junes, as it's beginning to warm up, your demand load on your home may only ask the air conditioner. It only needs a ton and a half to control and cool a 2,000 square foot home, depending on what temperature you're asking for. Well, the compressor and the thermostat and the brain of the system can calculate, hey, I don't need to turn on this whole 3-ton air compressor. I'm just going to come on in first gear or second gear. I don't have to go all the way up, you know, I don't have to go all the way down into granny gear to get started up. So you're exactly right. The two-stage equipment is actually part of the reasons we've been able to downsize equipment. That is a big part of the component that allows us to drive the SEER ratings up, the seasonal energy efficiency ratings. While we're on air conditioners and we're on SEERs, I want to tell y'all something. We can buy SEER equipment in the neighborhood of 17, 18, 19. It costs extra money. I want you to ask yourself, was your duct work installed to operate that efficient? Think about this. Spend the extra money for the high SEER rating, because it's going to save you so much money. And you're pumping it through a hugely inefficient duct system, you're losing as much as 50% of your SEER rating. So if your air conditioning contractor, and you can find all this in the buyer's guide on the front page of RosieOnTheHouse.com, how to select an air conditioning contractor. If they're not doing a complete manual J calculation of your house, if they're not doing a complete inspection of the ductwork integrity as well as the return air, if they're not analyzing the whole system, you have the wrong company at your house. Okay? So buyer beware. So where do you start? You start with a whole house energy audit. And I was visiting with my friend Ryan Cordy at the home show just yesterday afternoon. He owns Green Model, Rosie certified whole house energy audit company for Yavapai and Coconino County. Give him a ring, 928-637-6571. You can find him at rosieonthehouse.com. For $100, you get a complete whole house energy audit. It lets them with a trained eye bring about $30,000 to $40,000 worth of equipment to your house. It takes several hours to get done, but it is a complete physical exam of your house. It will keep you from making expensive mistakes to try and save money on your electric bill. Okay. And in the Maricopa County area, of course, it's 969-7500. Rosie certified home energy auditors that service the state of Arizona. Once you get the energy audit and you get the recommendations, then you need to call our friends at Advance Home Systems, 602-799-5656. Once you call these people and get set up, you'll be set up just like I am at my house, where I can keep the temperature at 70 degrees on a 2,600 square foot home all summer long and never have a bill over $270.
Well, we like to take this moment to thank everyone for joining us this Saturday morning. This wraps up our show for the day, but we'll be back next Saturday, 8 o'clock. Stay tuned for local programming on your stations. I'm looking at the screen up here. Man, I said it earlier. You guys have a great country music selection. That's probably the 80% of my listening is country music. We've got Highway 101, Roseanne Cash, George Jones. Cross Canadian Ragweed. You guys, no one else I've ever heard Cross Canadian Ragweed on any other radio station in the state.
We
some
play
Bellamy Brothers, DM Marbell. I mean, you guys have an incredible lineup.
Sure, we're playing, you know, we're playing the original Hank, Hank Jr., Hank the Third, Waylon, Shooter. We have the whole thing covered. And if you're in Arizona, down in the valley, look up Sour Diesel Trainwreck, one of our local Arizona bands. Just played here in Flagstaff. They're great. Look them up.
If you need more help this week, contact us at rosieonthehouse.com. We have in-house consultations available. Note for note, don't worry. Be happy.